This is probably not what Moscow's politicians envisage when they think of Russian control. Dead Russian soldiers in the streets, the Ukrainian flag flying in recaptured Liman. But it's the reality of a war that's not going Moscow's way. On Tuesday, Russia's upper house unanimously ratified the annexation of four Ukrainian regions, but Russia's grip on them is tenuous at best and weakening.
Today, the offensive movement of our army and all of our defenders continued. There are newly liberated settlements in several regions. Fierce fighting continues in many areas on the front. But the prospect of these hostilities is obvious. More and more occupiers are trying to escape. The enemy army is suffering more and more losses, and there is a growing understanding that Russia made a mistake by starting the war against Ukraine.
Winter is not far off. But after her home in Liman was hit, 85-year-old Valentina cooks on an open fire and lives in a basement.
I was standing in the hall about 5 meters away when it boomed. I was thrown back. God forbid, now I can't hear well.
Though a victory for Ukraine, retaking Liman came with costs. A soldier lies in the shattered remains of a petrol station, and his comrades begin the process of sending him home.
We fight for our land, for our children, so that our people can live better, but all this comes at a very high price.
In the southern Kherson region, another Ukrainian breakthrough is racking up rapid successes. Ukraine's high command is aware the window for big territorial gains may be closing. As autumn sets in, battlefield conditions will get muddy and slow, and Russia's poorly defended positions will be better manned with mobilized soldiers. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.